This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Spider's Web by Agatha Christie. Adapted by Charles Osborne. Read by Hugh Fraser.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Copleston Court, the elegant 18th-century country home of Henry and Clarissa Hailsham Brown, set in gently undulating hilly country in Kent, looked handsome even at the close of a rainy March afternoon. In the tastefully furnished ground-floor drawing-room, with French windows onto the garden, two men stood near a console table, on which there was a tray with three glasses of port, each marked with a sticky label, 1, 2, and 3. Also on the table was a pencil and a sheet of paper. Sir Roland Delahaye, a distinguished-looking man in his early 50s, with a charming and cultivated manner, seated himself on the arm of a comfortable chair and allowed his companion to blindfold him. Hugo Birch, a man of about 60 and inclined to be somewhat irascible in manner, then placed in Sir Roland's hand one of the glasses from the table. Sir Roland sipped, considered for a moment, then said, "I should think, yes. Definitely, yes. This is the Dow 42. Hugo replaced the glass on the table, murmuring, "Dow 42, made a note on the paper, and handed over the next glass. Again, Sir Roland sipped.